I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Introducing the greatest animated series you've never seen, Lightning Dogs. These canine commandos are lost on a post-apocalyptic Earth and battling the forces of the evil Glampire. It's a tribute to the cartoons and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, and Nerdy Show is hell-bent on bringing it to life.
Blocks sold separately.
Join us as we document our quest from the moment lightning struck to every world-building session and beyond, and make our crazy dream a reality. Roll with the pack at lightningdogs.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is episode 173, and I am your stupid, awesome analyst, John Starr. With me is the hard man with hard opinions, AFLM.
Hello.
And we have our king baby duck, Evan.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches.
And Elite Four Derek.
Is parking validated here?
Yes.
Only at my apartment.
You have to talk to our secretary,
Greg. Perfect. I'm here.
So something weird that you brought up before we started the show. This episode is coming out on the 7th anniversary
of the podcast.
Wicked Anime Podcast.
The exact date that we started the Wicked Anime Podcast 7 years ago is is the release of this episode.
7 years?
7 years.
What the heck?
7 years. We're
old! So, it means that we're hopefully smarter, and so that means our opinions matter better.
But, we know more division.
My opinions don't matter more, they're just more right.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. That's
I would say, if you compare the articles I used to write for Electric Sisterhood when I started out in 2008 to how I am right now, how I used to be was a fucking idiot. Yeah.
You said Nichijou was bad.
Yeah, I know. I said Nichijou was bad. I said Yorikuma Arashi was bad. Now I know better.
So another short episode for everybody, for if you haven't been on our formula as of recently, last episode, but we're going to have another short episode. We're going to be sticking to news and then a little bit of an announcement, and then we'll be finishing up. So here we go. Let's hit the
Wait. Before we do that, before we do the news bell, I just wanted to mention.
Yeah.
But also, when this episode is released, I will be in Osaka, Japan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to Japan.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to Osaka, Japan for 12 days. I got a really, really super cheap flight because Hong Kong was protesting.
Yeah.
So nobody wanted to fly through Hong Kong. So I mean, tourist flights through there were just
dirt cheap.
Absurdly affordable. So I was like, oh, great. I'm going to go see my friends.
Yeah.
So are you going to Hong Kong first? Or
yeah, so I'm flying through Hong Kong.
Like a five-hour layover?
Yeah, last time I went, it was a five-hour layover, and they delayed me for 1 hour, so it was a six-hour layover, which was perfectly fine. I'm just remembering to put deodorant in my in my carry-on so that I don't have to use hand sanitizer to swab out my armpits, because who knew? After a 16-hour flight of you sitting in a chair, you smell pretty bad.
Those are good convention habits.
Yes. Can I ask you, Andrew, when are you going to be in Osaka? What are the dates?
So I will be in Osaka, Japan from September 13th to the 23rd. I will be arriving back home on the 23rd.
Okay,
that's
because
my mom's birthday.
All right, because that means when you're there in Osaka, if you go to the Tower Records You can see the Pillows Museum for their 30th anniversary.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to swap out your pillows after a couple years. How did some get to 30?
I actually just bought a new pillow and I sleep a lot better at night.
And if this is the case, I might have a little job for you to do, Andrew, when you go.
I don't know if I'll be able to go, but send me all the information and I will 100% be looking into that because we're doing
it's in the chat. It's so, in the chat right now in the Skype chat.
Yeah. So,
it literally starts on the 13th and ends on the 22nd.
Oh, okay. Nice. So on the 22nd, we are thinking about going to a manga convention that they're having there at the time. So I'll be going to a manga convention the day before I leave. So I'll be able to see.
Change 1, 2, 3.
Oh yeah, that's right. I don't know if the group I'm going with would appreciate me buying something like that.
Buy it for me.
I will. Trust me.
Tell them it's not for you.
Yeah, I know it's not. But, which, I mean, that's an amazing find, seeing that. Not even... I went to the Japanese bookstores, including Mandarake, where they have literally everything. And I was like, do you have Change 1, 2, 3? And they were just like, I don't know what that is. Like, whoa. Like, this is a real gem. Because I found Elf and Lead almost immediately.
Yeah.
I had to,
and now it's coming out in English.
Yeah.
Wah.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. So, but I have the Japanese cut, so I'm happy about that. I'm still going to get the omnibuses at some time once my credit card probably turns over because it's, woof, not good.
Let's ring that news bell.
News bell.
News.
All right, so.
I'll be Whistlecoon. I don't care.
No, it goes like.
There we go.
Derek, okay. That's how Whistle Coon the whole time.
So, first piece of news, The Rising of the Shield Hero is getting not one, but two new seasons.
That's brave.
I remember that the last time that they announced that was for Fooly Cooly.
Oh.
Yeah, but you didn't, but that wasn't like almost 20 years apart.
Oh.
And there's actual material that they can work with for Rising Shield Hero. Where's the Fooly Cooly? It was like, where do we go from here? I don't know.
Let's be like really progressive and like get that alternative vibe really rocking.
Okay, so I will agree that progressive sucked, but I did really like alternative because it wasn't trying to be the first Fooly Cooly.
Alternative was okay.
On the flip side of them announcing Shield Hero 2 and 3, I've announced that they've already released or announced 8 more seasons of Mommy Sakai. Said no one.
I was about to say, are you serious?
No. No, but
I really would not be surprised if that got renewed for a second season, because it is a pretty fun show.
I still need to catch up with it. I think I'm still only in episode 3.
I watched the slime episode, and I said, I'm done.
I actually...
Go past it. It gets better than that, I promise you. There's no weird awkwardness.
Hashtag it gets better.
I actually forgot to... I forgot to watch Dumbbells this week as well, so I'm one episode.
It's a Christmas episode, so it might throw you off a bit because it's not the Christmas season, but it's a great Christmas episode.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah!
I'd watch more Shield Hero if I was watching any shows at all, but...
I mean, that was the one show that I didn't finish from last season that I'm still watching.
Yep.
So all the other shows that I didn't finish last season, I was just like, I don't care. But oh,
cool,
Shield Hero, nice, I dig it.
All right, so the next little piece of news looks like they're going to try to do another Junji Ito anime and probably get it right this time.
Oh, why do you say that?
They're doing a four-part adaptation of Uzumaki, and Junji Ito himself is going to be the art director for the anime.
Did you also hear that, I forget who the producer is, but basically what happened is Junji Ito said, no, I never want any of my works to be animated, which he's right. His work isn't made to be animated. That's what makes it so creepy. But then he saw who the producer was going to be. And basically said, oh, okay, let's do it. Like, that sounds great.
Actually, I heard it was the director, Hiroshi Nagahama, who did Mushishi. Which is a great, like, kind of It's a good slice of life slash kind of creepy show about various different monsters and bugs. There was a season that came out in 2006 and then a season that came out in 2013. And it's a really good show. And here's the very interesting thing is that they have a Canadian composer for the show, a Colin Stetson, who did the score for Hereditary, which is a really creepy movie.
I love Hereditary. That was an amazing film. I wish all horror films were like that.
Yeah, so he's going to be scoring the film. I mean, scoring the short miniseries. And it's going to be all in black and white, too. No color.
Okay. That seems pretty good. I can dig that. I definitely want to dig the black and white vibe.
Yeah, and Junji Ito has... The way Junji Ito draws females is so perfect, and the way that they drew her in the trailer was perfect. It was an exact copy of what she looks like. It was amazing. Really? I loved it. I loved everything about it.
All right. Yeah.
And Toonami is going to air it. Like, that's what's surprising me the most about this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
I very much look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. So, we now actually have a timetable for when One Piece is going to end.
Ah, yeah, that's right. I heard about that, but I didn't look at
I didn't know
I didn't look at the timetable, but
the
I heard about
the 21st century?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, actually, Oda has said that he wants to finish it in 5 years.
That's pretty...
In the scope of things? Not a long time.
No, 5 years is
I remember him mentioning earlier that he knew that he was getting closer to the end than he was the beginning. So... We knew it was going to be, like, relatively close.
Yeah. If we think about it...
Yeah, considering how long this is, 5 years is still like, okay, you got, what, 3 arcs left in you?
Also, if we think about a release schedule for Shonen Jump weekly, it comes a new issue comes out every week, 52 issues per year, that would be, you know, only 200 episode or 200 issues to go.
Okay.
So in TV episodes,
2 elfin leads. So 24 more volumes of One Piece is what we're looking at.
Yeah. So that would be, yeah, that's kind of where we're going. And that's not a lot in the scope of the whole thing.
It's in the scope. Right. You just have to say
in the scope of the whole thing. I mean, 24 is usually like the average length the most manga anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how long Full Metal Alchemist was, right?
I don't know.
No, that went for about 40 volumes, I want to say.
Did it really?
Okay.
I thought it
ended somewhere... Hold on, let me check this. Yeah. Let me check this.
I thought it was like 30 tops. I thought it was like 30 tops.
It went for... Actually, no, 27.
Oh! That's what I thought. Okay.
Very close.
Price is Right rules, no one wins, everyone went over.
What was the last bid, Drew? 28 volumes.
So One Piece coming to an end.
Cool.
So here's a little bit of an interesting news. There's going to be a VR experience that is being crowdfunded. I think it actually met its goal by now. Based off of Teasing Master Takagi-san. And the person wearing the VR helmet will be the Nishikata in the scenario.
Of course. So, wait a minute. You're talking to tell me that there's going to be a VR experience where somebody just violently mocks you?
But you know she is in love with you.
Ew! That makes it worse!
I don't know. It could be fun. I don't know if you guys saw it, but they just came out with the Spice and Wolf one for PlayStation VR and Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Well, that one's a little different because she's not a child.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, we're... this...
I mean, how old is she supposed to be?
Like, 12. Tops.
I think they're older than that. But they look younger in the show.
I think they're 14.
They're elementary school students. They're not even...
No, they're not. They're in middle school. They're like their last year in middle school.
Last year of middle school.
And they might have been held back like 13. 5 years or so.
You said 13?
Yeah, I think so. They're 12 or 13. Because you move through your years faster in Japan. So they're probably younger.
Sure. Time moves faster? What?
Yes.
You've never been to Japan. I'm going twice.
Andrew's so, son, yeah, VR so re- wise and old in his age.
So, yeah, we'll see how it is. So on to awards season sort of news. The new Makoto Shinkai anime film, Weathering With You, is going to be the first anime submitted for Best International Film Oscar in over 20 years.
Okay. Okay. Cool. That is cool. I agree. I just haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what to think about that. All right, I don't know if it's like, oh, is it good? Like, is it,
yeah, right,
you know, is it Summer Wars good kind of a thing? And if
it, or will it be Your Name? Well, I loved Your Name. I know you guys were kind of like,
it was, the story was not that good. They got everything happened by coincidence. It's not good. It was beautifully done. The art was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, the art was beautiful. The story was intriguing. It was not Mom or Hosoda good. Nowhere close.
Or a silent voice good.
Yeah. Or a silent voice good. Nowhere close. It was just a good anime film with a coincidental premise, which made it boring. So that's it. That's all I say. That's all I say about Your Name. It wasn't a bad film. It was just fine. But Weathering, like, however, I've seen the trailer for Weathering and it looks good. But I said the same thing about Your Name. I was like, oh, that looks really good. So,
I will say that Your Name was the first Makoto Shinkai film I ever watched where I understood what was happening.
Yeah. That's fair. That's very fair.
That's true.
I tried watching Garden of Words, and what was the other film that he did?
5 centimeters per second.
Yeah. Not that one. Oh. There was, it's on the tip of my tongue. Makoto Shinkai. Because they did an airing of it on Toonami a few years back. Mm. Children Who Chase Lost Voices. Oh, and I watched that whole thing going, what the hell did I just watch?
It's like an art house film.
That's the best way to watch movies.
Mm.
Whisper. Just, you know, it's like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but you're supposed to at the end be like, oh, I see what happened here. Nope.
Oh, like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Ha ha ha.
Yes! Yes, exactly like Tinker Tailor.
Where you watch a movie, old men talk in a room for a long time, Gary Oldman looks for things in somebody's house, Mark Strong gets shot, and it ends. And that's the end of the movie. And
you're like, well, why did that happen?
I don't know.
And he might have been gay.
Yeah. Like, that's no, that was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, that's right. Benedict Cumberbatch might be gay. That's right. Okay.
No, my favorite one of those kinds of films is still Burn After Reading, the Coen Brothers.
I love Burn After Reading!
That is one of the best examples of what the hell was going on here.
Except you understood what was going on.
Yeah, but the thing is, what did we learn? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Not to do it again? All right.
Yeah. Espionage films at its greatest.
Has George Clooney building the machine, and it's the greatest role he's ever done.
Yeah.
If you've never seen this movie, listeners, you have to watch Burn After Reading.
Yeah. Oh, man. So good.
Right, it's on Netflix. It is on Netflix, so watch it on there.
Oh, cool. What do we got next?
So I know we talked about how there's going to be a manga gourmet spinoff of Shield Hero on the last episode. Now another manga / light novel series is going to be taking that same route too, and that is The Devil is a Part-Timer.
Wait, what?
So I thought... no health benefits.
Yeah, right? No, No. I haven't heard about this.
So The Devil is a Part-Timer is going to be getting its own gourmet-themed manga spinoff called Hataraku Maosama no Meshi.
Is this going to... But gourmet, though? Is this going to tell you how to make McDonald's burgers?
Which would be awesome.
Why wouldn't you just...
It's McRonald's. We have to go by what they say in the anime.
McRonald's.
Yeah. McRonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, no one gets sued today. Hell yeah.
Well, that's how they do it. Like, did you remember the episode of Family Guy?
Sorry, I'm done.
It's just weird. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't make a new anime or new series on that altogether. Because in the same way that they have things like Delicious in Dungeon and what is it? Restaurant in Another World.
Yeah.
Like all these different kinds of other gourmet isekais. I mean, let's be honest. We have too many isekais. I mean, we talk about this every episode. We have too many isekais. Like, why? I don't know why I'm treading around that. We have too many isekais.
But this one's not an isekai.
This one's not an isekai, right?
No, no. Devil Was Part-Time is a reverse isekai.
Correct.
He goes from another world to Earth.
Right, right.
Oh.
Have you ever... You've watched...
There was never the Twilight Zone like that. I actually just started watching Twilight Zone. Because that is totally anime, and that's relevant, and back to you.
Derek, I would actually recommend watching Devil as a Part-Timer. It is one of the... It is a great show.
But I'm a
it's kind
of
like
what sort of time do I have?
I forget the way that I described it, but it's kind of like if Kevin Smith did an anime. All
right. So where can we see Devil as a Part-Timer?
That's on Funimation and Hulu.
Okay. Huh. All right. Cool. Subbed or dubbed on Hulu?
Subbed on Hulu, subbed and dubbed on Funimation.
Okay, so I'm probably going to be watching that with my girlfriend's not over because she won't watch subbed. Going on!
You got to leave her, man.
No, I have a couple nights to myself like this one.
Oh, okay. All right, so apparently, while we don't know when the OVA version is officially going to come out, it has been announced that the Island of Giant Insects is getting a film version in 2020.
So guess what? Guess what Jonathan did?
I read the whole series.
So I stole the whole series and read the whole series, and then I gave what I stole to Jonathan, and now he's caught up on the whole series.
So, also, it should be noted that the film version is going to be told from the perspective of another character that's not in the OVA version. So, it could be two totally different sorts of setups.
So, I wonder if it's from the perspective of the girl who gets kidnapped by the wasp. No, I actually think that it's going to be from the perspective of the girl who gets raped by the art teacher.
By the everybody?
By the everybody, yes.
The character of Aino?
I have no idea. I honestly read the book or read the entire series in 2 days.
And I read the entire series and I learned nothing.
None of their names.
Yep. None of their
names. I learned
none
of their names. I didn't care. I was just reading it. And I was like, oh, it's this character. Because they all look like unique characters, but I memorized just. All
right. She's got a ponytail. I sent you the picture, the news thing right down here. It's not the picture that you see right here, but you'll see the actual. When you scroll down underneath the trailer, you'll see the character.
Okay. I have no idea who that is.
Let me see.
Ponytail, orange jumpsuit.
I don't think that's anybody in the
story. I don't
think
that's anybody.
I think that's
either.
A new character.
Yeah. So, anyways, so I read the series, and like each chapter is kind of like a new bug, and or like each arc. And man, is this like far beyond messed up, just in every way, shape, and form.
Have we actually found like a breaking point for you?
No, I would totally, I totally cannot wait to put this into the hardcore anime panel, because it is so messed up. Like the tick chapter,
yeah,
absolutely screwed me up. Like, it was disgusting. And the... Andrew, you said for you it was the lightning bug episode? Or the lightning bug?
Oh, yeah.
Which didn't really bother me that much. I think that the wasps bothered me a lot more.
I think the... When it got to the part with the carnivorous lightning bugs, that was pretty... Ugh.
Really? Because I didn't find anything wrong with that one.
It was just...
The bugs actually killed a bad guy.
But it was just stressful. But it also killed off a character I thought was the main character. I was like, why did they die?
Oh, that's right. A main character does die in that. I don't care if I end up spoiling anything for this because it's not about who dies and who's in this adventure. It's all about the gross bugs that legitimately rape all the characters. It is
disgusting. Like, just an utter trash.
And again...
And I can't wait.
And again, it comes from the mentality of, these are children.
Yeah!
Like, it's not... You're not, like, watching fully grown, consenting adults being like, let's have sex with each other in the midst of this crisis that's happening. It's children. Children are, like...
Who are stuck on an island, afraid.
And I'm going to swap sexual benefits for my own survival.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? We're talking about kids. And then they die in brutal ways.
Usually swapping sexual favors with other humans and then... forcefully getting swapped sexual favors with a bug.
Yeah.
Like, dead serious.
I'm almost 30 years old. I'm a grown-ass adult. I don't need to see children having sex with one another. It's just disturbing. Stop it.
And that's what Bug Island is. So look out for it in the hardcore anime panel.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I mean, like, I think that in part the reason why the tech one got me so bad is because, like, one of the adults in it was the victim.
Mm.
So, like there's a part where you find a teacher who you don't know who they are. They're just like, oh, look, it's one of our teachers. Hey, teacher, come over here. They turn around and their face is just so covered in ticks that the only thing you can see is their teeth. It's disgusting. And not only
face
that.
Full of ticks. That sucks.
And I think the thing that's the most disturbing about the ticks in general is... ticks aren't as scary at a giant size as they are at their tiny head of a pin size that can infect, just disease a human in seconds by biting them.
Yep.
And ticks are just disgusting. It's totally disgusting. Why do they have to be giant? They're terrifying enough small. Like, and we have to deal with them here in New England, so it's just the worst.
Because they need to make babies.
Yeah.
They can make babies. They don't need to give me Lyme disease doing it.
Yeah. Ticks can go after themselves.
Well, that problem was from the deer that it got its last blood from.
Ugh. That just, ugh. Yeah, I would say tread lightly with Bug Island because it is a trip.
Yeah, so Bug Island OVA coming out. This movie is going to be, I think this girl might be one of the secondary group survivors.
Yeah.
Because at one point... Okay. At one of the points in the series, they find a second group of survivors apart from the main group, and then they join forces.
Yeah. Some of the backstories of the characters are so ridiculously unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like,
for high schoolers, absolutely.
Like one of the teachers, like, the art teacher that I was just talking about, there's legitimately a character who is like, when I was back in school, the art teacher would humiliate me by being the nude model for my figure drawing classes. Like, that does not happen in any high school anywhere.
In nobody's sexual fantasy does that even happen.
Right.
It's just like, oh my gosh. I don't know.
It's just an absurd.
It's an absurd concept. But you learn about bugs. You learn about them.
You do.
You learn all the facts about bugs you can ever imagine. So you're welcome.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's next?
All right. Okay, so how about we go from offensive visuals to offensive words? Because we right now have the top five most offensive kinds of Japanese swear words.
Are they fuck?
No, actually you can say fuck no problem whatsoever on Japanese television, it's on true. Radio. You can also say cunt, too, from what we learned from watching Chiyo's School Road last year.
Oh, that... Wait, did she say... Oh, yeah, that's right.
But,
oh, my...
But
oh, wait.
From what I know from Japanese porn, you cannot fuck a cunt without censorship.
You can't say manko. Manko is like saying...
I'm not talking about saying.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
They censor but they the actual things.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So we've got the top five most offensive kinds of Japanese swear words, thanks to our good buddies over at Sora News 24. And so number five are the stupid words, which are kichigai and kasu. Kasu means worthless idiot, and kichigai, while meaning crazy, is normally now used as the term for retard. And you actually can't say kichigai on Japanese radio, on television, anywhere whatsoever.
Interesting.
It's like one of the worst words you can say on Japanese media.
I was watching Friends over the summer, and there's an episode where they use the word retard in an episode, and I was shocked. Phoebe said it. You were shocked that they didn't censor it because we live in such a padded day and age?
Yes.
I remember in 1997, it was, you have PG-13 Godzilla, and they just casually use the word that's retarded, and nobody even like batted an eye.
Right.
Because it's like, right. Who cares?
And now you can't say it anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm. So in a sense, Japan is keeping up with us on that front.
Yeah, they just reached 2010 here in the United States for their words, because you can't say kichigai. Oh, now we're banned in Japanese.
Now we're banned in Japan. Yeah, from Japanese radio. All
right. So number four has a little subtitle for the ladies, and those words are abazure and yariman, which means bitch and slut.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You can still say those in American.
What are those words again? Say them again so for the audience to hear.
Abazure and yariman.
Yariman. Okay.
Yariman!
Because usually...
Andrew's picking up new words when he goes to Japan.
So just... It's really interesting because when you watch anime... They've actually adapted the word bitch, you know, into bichi, which means slut, which it refers to somebody who has sex around. It refers to somebody who sleeps around. They actually use the English word bitch for that meaning.
Which is interesting because they sometimes will do that with gal, too.
Yes.
Yes, right.
Yeah, which is really interesting because that's not what it means here in the States at all. They've taken the English word and given it their own meaning.
Okay. Now, there's also a...
English meaning is a female that is used for breeding.
Oh.
Japanese had it right.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, go on.
Sorry. So there is also a men-only insult that's offensive, which is do in po, which means impotent.
Oh. Whoa. That's interesting.
Wow.
Nothing in pole.
Imagine.
Do in pole.
Imagine walking up to somebody and just being like, you're impotent. Like, what?
No, that's a big deal. I think that would insult somebody in America, too.
I mean, it would, but I think somebody would first look at you with, like, confusion rather than shock.
And then they'd start crying. 5 second delay, like a grenade. Like, the impotent grenade.
Never goes off.
The delay on that was so perfect. Holy crap.
Pull the pin all you want.
Alright, so number three on the list are the please die terms. Shine and kutabare. Wow. Shine, of course, means die. And kutabare means to drop dead.
I think I've heard shine on anime a lot.
It is in anime a lot, but if you see it publicly, it's not really the best thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, telling somebody to go die, I mean, I suppose you'd still hear it in...
Especially with a nation that has a very, very, very high suicide rate.
Whoa, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be touchy.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that could be pretty touchy. So number two are words that could be considered fighting words, which are kusotare and ketsumedu yaru. And kusotare basically means shit hanger, or basically a shithead. And ketsumedu yaru means asshole bastard.
Oh man, those ones are awesome.
Yeah. Asshole bastard. Asshole whose asshole father has left him.
That string of words that you just said, like the shit hanger, asshole bastard, is the name of a Japanese grindcore band. I know it. I just know it.
It has to be. Ketsumedo Yaro. Ladies and gentlemen, Ketsumedo Yaro! And they do folk songs. Okay, so, and the number one, and this is the forbidden territory, and you actually used this word earlier. Manko!
Manko, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that one's a big one. That one is very highly censored, which is really interesting.
Which is weird, because they even censor it in porn.
Yep, they do.
They censor the word, and they censor the thing that they are saying. And those are the top five kinds of offensive words that are in Japan.
Is it poop?
Good stuff. Hey, so I think we're running very low on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
do you mind if I just say just one last news story that will just make this is a good news story though? Because it's a gaming news story, kind of related, but it's something really neat. And it's the fact that we can now officially say that there is such a thing as a Professor Reginator. Because former Nintendo of America president Reggie Fils-Aimé has been announced as a teacher over at Cornell University.
That makes sense.
He will be teaching at the Cornell University's Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management.
Yeah, well, his name is all French to me.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, Reggie's a teacher. But a lot of people who retire become college professors, I would say.
Yep.
Yeah, but most of them aren't good college professors. Oh, no. I think Reggie would be a good one, though.
For
a fact that every student's going to pay attention to every single word that he's going to say.
Yeah, I mean, Gary Gygax became a college professor.
Yeah.
So.
Programmer.
Hmm.
Programmer?
Yep. Oh, I thought he was a game design teacher.
Yeah, but it was a programming
Game designs.
For those of you who don't know who Gary Gygax is, he created Dungeons & Dragons.
One of the creators.
Yeah. He's one of the co-founders.
Created 3 Dungeons and 5 Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So that's all we got for news?
You know, there are still other things too, but let's get to the main aspect of what we were talking about.
All right, so for those of you who heard the beginning of the podcast, this is actually an extremely opportune time on the 7th anniversary of our podcast. We have been doing this for such a long time, and it has been an amazing project that we've been able to do this. And I feel like me saying this, you all kind of have a feeling of what's coming up. Well, you're wrong. We have decided that we are going to take a little vacation time. We are doing, I hate using the word hiatus because usually people don't respond well to hiatus.
Because they're like, you're not coming back.
Exactly. Well, guess what? We already have the next episode planned. So, ha.
Yeah. It's going to be a while. We definitely know that we're doing the wikis again this year.
Yes.
We know that for a fact.
Yeah.
But we don't know whether or not we want to, but we don't know whether or not we're going to be doing any recordings in between that time. So, for the time being, this will be the last episode that you hear of us in a podcast form.
That's right. our social media is not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it might be more interactive.
Social media may be way more interactive. Discord's going to be up.
Facebook, we're going to be posting more articles because we're not going to be talking about them here. All that stuff. But we are, our lives are catching up with us, and the podcast as a free, just fun, passion project is becoming a little bit too much.
Yeah. We are all working right now.
So all of us are working and you're going away. I have family things. Next time we were supposed to be recording and like all that stuff is just right in the midst of everything that has to be done.
So vacation for Wicked Anime.
After 7 years of us not taking one. Yeah, we're going to be back. It's not going
to
be...
Because I'm looking forward to episode 200 with our next reincarnation of the party.
So, episode... I'm curious as to whether or not it should be episode 200 at all, or if we should just record it, and that would be one of the things that we release.
Yeah.
In due time.
Yeah,
I agree. Know? Because... I mean, what we would do is we would let Greg edit it, and if it's going to be a 4-hour episode, then you know he should just take as much time as he needs to edit it.
Yeah.
So, it will most likely be that.
Well, what other important stuff is Greg doing? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Besides actually working at a real radio station now.
And for those of you who are in Boston, hear Greg not on the radio, but you can hear him plugging away at his soundboard.
Yep.
Yep. And or right. Call
92.9 WBOS.
So for those of you who are disappointed by this news, though, we still thank you so much for the time that you've given us, your listens, everything like that. Promise that we don't want to go anywhere. You will also still see us at conventions.
Yeah. So biggest takeaway: Discord's not going away. Facebook's not going away. Twitter's not going away.
Conventions
we're still going to. And so Wicked Anime is still an entity that's happening. There's just not going to be a podcast, but we're going to do the wikis, and we're planning on doing another RPG special.
Yep.
And we should note, too, that these guys are more than likely going to show up from time to time on my podcast show, No Borders Erased, to talk about various things, you know, when time allows it for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So,
like Evan and I just saw a nice concert from the... creator of Neo Yokio.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, so.
You'll have to come follow us on there to hear about it. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you're still going to be hearing our voices. You're still going to be seeing our faces. So, it's going to be fine. It's going
to
be fine.
Don't panic.
Just going to have to find another anime podcast to listen to that's as offensive as ours.
Good luck.
Good luck.
That is your mission.
Yeah, but that would still mean that we still have all of our other channels open. So, Andrew, if you want to take it off with the shameless plugs.
That's right. Well, if you guys want to join in on the conversation and keep talking with us on everywhere you go, first off, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. Second, you can find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we're going to be posting everything. You can still chat with us over there. We're going to be very active with that page. Of course, you can find us at nerdyshow.com, where we're going to be posting these podcasts and any future episodes that may show up. You can find us on anywhere you listen to your podcasts, including iTunes, Stitcher, Podchasers. Are we on Spotify? I don't know. But if you can't find us in one place, go to a different place and listen to the podcast. Next, of course, you can find us on the social medias. You can find us on Twitter. You tweet us at @YoWickedAnime. You can find the invite for the Discord on our Facebook page and join us on the Discord. We constantly get a slow roll of people coming in every day. So, you know, just keep filling up the Discord and laugh at anime memes.
And also your Siege videos.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, well, I'll get to that. Because actually, I'll get to that right now. If you want to follow me, which I implore you do, because I will be reminding people of this all the time, the Solarian Sun website is almost done. I have 2 more paragraphs to do before everything is proofread, and then Solarian Sun will be officially launched. We're looking at a late September launch after I get back from Osaka. That will be solariansun.com. You can also get all the updates at AFLM Art, all one word, on Facebook. Or AFLM_art on Instagram.
I'm a webcomic creator. I have a fully functional running website now that just hasn't been launched yet, so you can't find it, but you will soon. keep for updates. And you can always email me for commission inquiries, and that will also be opening up in Patreon real soon. There will be a Patreon for Solarian Sun. Evan.
So before I do my whole plug thing, I really hope that you listeners who do check out No Borders, No Race enjoyed the 30th anniversary special I just did for The Pillows. As a lot of people know, The Pillows were the band that really showcased my, well, they basically showed me what Japanese music was capable of, and it opened up a door to the beautiful world that I love promoting as much as I can. So I hope you enjoyed that special, and as much as it's really hard for me to find like a lot of information on the band in English, but I hope you liked the little bio aspects that I added in that show. So if you listened in, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But when it comes to shameless plug stuff, always remember for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you are in a band and want to be featured on the No Borders, No Race podcast, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on the J-Pop, Video Games, and Anime Amino pages, on Instagram, and on Twitch at KingBabyDocESH, and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and Facebook.com/Land of Ash. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Ash, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smash Rook. And I would like to point out that coming soon, hopefully in the fall, we will see Ninja and Panda's new show, Black Compat. So keep your eyes peeled on the Electric Sisterhood website for when that launches. Derek!
Well, I don't know about Derek, but this is Kuwabara, Warrior of Love.
No, I can't do the voice right now.
It's pretty good.
He's got more of a voice like this. He's kind of got that Robbie Road Steamer type of thing, man. I'm Kuwabara. I've got a sword, man. Oh, I had that weird dream where Yusuke kisses me. What was that all about, man? Oh!
Hey, Urameshi. You are the one who's going to do my voice right now.
Okay, but anyways, guys, we're going to keep doing this. You're going to keep hearing me here on the Wicked Anime Podcast when we keep going back, keep getting it back up. One of those. I'm emotional right now. I'm sorry.
You'll hear my No Borders No Race as well, too. Don't worry.
Obviously, you'll still keep hearing from Elite 4 Derek here and there. Keep following me on Twitter, Instagram, at Elite4Derek, even though I barely put any content up. But hey, posted the content from the Vampire Weekend concert that Evan and I went to, so.
I just liked it.
Oh, you will like it forever.
Yes, great show. I can't remember the last time I actually went to a 2.5-hour gig.
We got pretty close with Ghost.
Actually, no, wait, that is true. I almost forgot that Ghost was almost 2.5 hours.
Wow.
But Vampire Weekend did it without an intermission.
Right, yeah. It's impressive.
They just kept going, and they took a crowd request, and one of them was Japan-only exclusive as a bonus track from their first album, and a fan request.
An exclusive?
Exclusive!
That's impressive.
You gotta give it up to the guys who did the lighting for that show too, because they were on point for those requests.
Yes.
Oh, right. And if you guys want to follow me and watch me and Greg and all of your moderators play Siege on from the Discord, you can find me at youtube.com/stickfigurezar, all one word.
That's C-Z-A-R.
Yeah. Czar. Stick figure, C-Z-A-R, Czar. Stick figure, Czar. And you can watch No Chill Siege. It's so fun.
It's pretty good.
Oh, and then Tom Clancy's Breakpoint is coming out soon. So
that'd be a good stream.
That's going to be good.
Hey, add a link for Derek onto Xbox, because sometimes I do that. Come and find me and troll me, please.
Xbox, turn on. Xbox, turn on.
Oh, it's already on, actually. It just randomly turns on, like a phantom.
You're supposed to say, hey, Cortana, Xbox on first.
Hey, Cortana.
Didn't for mine.
Yourself.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for those of you who stuck with us for all these years, all of our content, all of our mishaps.
There will be more.
And there will be more. I hope that you stick around. What I'm trying to say is I hope that you stick around because you know that it'll come back. Mm. But until then, it is time to sign off the only way we have ever known how.
K-bye!
K-bye! Oh yeah, and we got the horse girls too.
Somewhere in there, randomly interjected.
I think we just found the spot for it. Thanks, Derek.
Hey guys, this is security guy Greg here, coming from the editor's corner, as I like to call it. I know this is a little unorthodox, but I haven't been in the recording sessions for the last three or four Wicked Anime episodes. And as you guys just heard, John said we were going on a little vacation. That is true, it's just a vacation. We're not going to go anywhere far. We just need a break because real life is catching up with us. But because I wasn't there for this episode or the last couple, I really wanted to say thank you to just a few people. I wanted to say thank you to Nerdy Show Network for having our backs while we go on this vacation. I wanted to say thank you to my co-workers, John, Andrew, Evan, and Derek as well, as Victoria, who sometimes pops in on the show. And I also wanted to say thank you to Curry College for letting me use their recording studio so I can make this message, because I don't have access to my own. So I'm really going to miss you guys while we go on this vacation, but please stick around. We won't be gone too long, and we'll be back making some great content for you guys in the future.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.